Are you a business owner looking to grow your business? How is your financial portfolio? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. Listen to business owners share their stories and tips for success, because every business has a story. And now, here's your host, Mark the Spark.
Aloha! You're listening to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. I'm your co-host, Pamela.
And I'm your co-host, Raj.
Greetings from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. And we're streaming worldwide on all your favorite podcasts, and we're so glad you're joining us today. Unfortunately, our Mark the Spark is still out of commission. He's been advised to give his foot some well-deserved rest for proper healing. So Mark, if you're listening, you're truly a trooper, and we're eagerly waiting your return. Your energy and spark are surely missed. We can't wait to have you back on your feet and in the studio with us again.
I agree, Pam. We are missing our spark. And you know what? Over these last several weeks, he's now Mark the Smart, as well as not just Mark the Spark.
He is Mark the Smart, and he knows what to do next. Yeah, and knows. Better. Yay. So Raj, I know you have a very important topic to discuss today. And what are we going to learn today?
Yes, and it's a very important topic, Pam. But before I talk about it, I want to have a guest in our studio today, and I want to introduce him. He's my business partner, Sanjoy, and he's very closely involved with the topic that we are going to talk about. So I want him to say a few words to our audiences.
Thank you, Raj. This is Sanjoy, and I'm a real estate entrepreneur. And while I work with the high net worth investors, many a times I found that they do not have the right asset protection in place, which can harm their assets in the long run. So I really felt the necessity to educate them, to inform them, and to let them know what it is and why they need it. So that's why, Raj, I'm here to talk with you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Sanjoy. So, Pam, you know what we are talking about? We are talking about real estate. So we are going to cover the topic of estate planning today.
Great. I would love to hear that.
Yes. So to simplify things, let me just narrate a story for you. And that will put all the things into perspective. A beautiful, beautiful family of six. Mom and dad, the two kids, and the two grandparents. You can imagine a fantastic Saturday afternoon. They had a beautiful lunch, and then mom and dad said, hey, why don't we go out and grab some ice cream? Okay, they ran out of ice creams. Why don't we all go and get something at Ben and Jerry's? Okay. The grandparents said, you know what? We want to take some rest, watch TV. We don't want to go out. We are fine. And the grandkids said the same thing. Hey, we'll stay with the grandparents. Okay. The parents left to be able to grab the ice cream and come back. But you know what? The parents never came back.
Oh, gosh.
Unfortunately, there was a car accident and they both passed away. Now, what do we think? What would happen to the grandkids? What happens to the house? Everybody would think that the grandparents would get the custody of the grandkids, be able to take care of them till they are 18. And all the assets, including the house, would be managed by the grandparents till the grandkids are 18. But no, it did not happen that way. What happened was the child services came. They took the two grandkids away. And the kids were sent to the foster home. And why? Because of no estate planning. So the parents had not put a will together and willed their kids in written to their parents. And what happened to the house? You would expect that the grandparents would stay in the house. No, they were politely asked to leave the house because the house was never put in a trust. So now when we look at a scenario like this, what would we imagine, right? A devastated family on a beautiful day. So a simple, simple estate planning could have completely changed the situation the grandkids and the grandparents would be in. And this is the importance of an estate planning.
Wow. And you know, that's a story you just told, but it's pretty real. And I think that happens to a lot of people and they don't realize it. And a lot of people don't realize how much they need, right, to update their will and trust and have one in place, even for the most minor things.
Unfortunately, it's a real story, Pam. I did not want to go that route. Mm-hmm. It's a real story.
Wow.
And it happens all the time when we hear things.
Yeah, that's devastating for everyone.
That's devastating mentally, emotionally, physically, and most important, financially. So just to continue on the story for a few more seconds, how can the grandparents let their grandkids go to a foster home? They hire an estate attorney to come with them, and they go to the probate court. Now, those proceedings are long, emotionally draining, and financially draining. So the grandparents had to prove that they would be able to take care of the grandkids. They had enough resources and funds till the grandkids are 18. That's a long process. And in that entire process took 8 months, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and till that time, the grandkids were in foster care. Look at the emotional imbalance it would have created with the grandkids.
Mm-hmm. I have a question on that, too. So what if, like, if they have a home, and what if in the trusts or whatnot, at least the kids and the children were, what do you call it, when they give the children, if anything happens, right, they hand it to the children, does that count? Or they're not 18, so that doesn't qualify? Like,
no, the state takes ownership of the assets till those kids are 18. So that's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be rightfully the grandkids by default does not come to them.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. That's why you educate people so much.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the biggest factor why people don't get a will and trust? Do you think it's the cost of it? Does that make a big difference?
So the number one thing is education. A lot of people don't know that they need it. It's not that they want it, they need it. So the law of the land says that everyone over 18 should have their will and trust completed. That's the law of the land. Now, in the absence of education, they don't take the necessary steps. And many of the people who know that because their friends or families have advised them to do, or people like us have advised, they feel challenged in terms of the cost involved. So whenever people come and ask me the first questions, what is the cost of doing a will and trust with you? I ask them one question back. Do you know the cost of not having a will and trust?
True.
And now you just heard in the story, the cost of not having one is way higher than cost of having one. Now, yes, the way the whole structure is done is it's expensive because it's an hourly basis for the attorneys. They take their cost. But there are very affordable ways for a large number of people to get it done and take advantage of, on which journey both Sanjoy and I have taken now to educate people and get them enabled with a very affordable way to get their loved ones taken care of in case life happens to them.
That's really good because I know friends that have lost their loved one or their spouse and they didn't have that.
Yeah.
So I agree that it's very important. Besides the education, as far as the parents and whatnot, if they don't know it, like how do you like approach someone to ask if they have a will and trust in place? For instance, for business, for lending, right? Do I ask, hey, do you have a will and trust in place? Because it's super important when you purchase this home. You know, is that kind of a good question to ask to get the plant seeded?
That's a great way to look at it, Pam. It's a great question, and you brought a very good perspective out. How being in the real estate business like Sanjoy himself is, and you are attached so closely with it, being a lender by yourself, it's a great way to ask them the question, hey, now you have purchased this asset. Now, how are you ensuring that if life happens to you in the middle of the whole process, how does the asset go to the ones that you want it to go to and not be taken up by the state? That's a great question to ask. And I can promise you, Pam, 90% of the time, they don't know the answer. So now if you tell them, hey, you know what? Please ensure that you have a will and trust to protect this. It goes to the loved ones you want. It does. So what we do is we ask very similar questions on multiple other dimensions. which we will talk about in the second half. Well, we'll have Sanjoy share with us, because he's very experienced in that space, what happens at that time. And that's what we are going to do, Pam.
Okay.
Now, one more thing before we break is what I want to bring out is a lot of the time when we talk to people about will and trust, what they have in their mind is, you know, this estate planning means I have to have a huge estate. So that misconception comes out on people's mind. Even if you don't have a house, you just have kids. You have $10,000, $20,000 in your bank account. You have something in your 401k. Every single dimension becomes an extremely important part, an aspect of your entire strategy. So educating them, bringing them right up to the level that an estate planning does not mean estate. For you, the biggest estate is your kids to begin with. And that's how we do that.
Yeah, that's super, super smart. That's good to know. So we're at the halftime part of our show. So please listen to our sponsors as they help pay for our show. And stay tuned for more discussion on the importance of having a will and trust.
Welcome to Wealth Being, where your financial well-being is our top priority. At Wealth Being, we understand that true wealth goes beyond numbers. It's about making your retirement your longest vacation. Whether you're planning for retirement, looking for tax-free income, funding your child's education, or even estate planning, our team has got you covered. We believe in transparency and trust. Contact us today at 858-371-1005. That's 858-371-1005. Or visit us at wealthbeing.us. That's wealthbeing.us.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com, ILENDGIRL.com, NMLS number 293365.
Finding the right work environment can make all the difference. The future of workspace in San Diego is here today at VentureX in Scripps Ranch. They have the perfect solution for you. You'll find professional, executive, private offices in a collegial setting with a sense of hospitality, community, and productivity. Co-working spaces are the new trend. Call today for a tour. 619-789-6233. That's 619-789-6233. And take your business to the next level.
Great. Well, welcome back to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. And I'm your co-host, Pamela, with
Raj.
Hello, we're back. Okay, so staying on the topic of wills and trust, Raj, is there a checklist of questions? I'm thinking about this, right, as I'm talking to my clients. Is there a list of questions to help people determine if they should have a will and trust?
Indeed, there is one. And the checklist is exhaustive. Now, instead of me talking about it, we'll have Sanjoy, our guest host, who has done this for a long time, talk about these questions. Sanjoy, do you want to share these?
Yeah. Thank you, Raj. Yeah. So when I, as I mentioned, like when I talk to my investors about the real estate investment, these are the questions sometimes I ask them. And you know what? Many a times I find that they do not have the right answers in their mind, or they do not know at all. So today, let me actually share what are the questions I ask them when they come to me for an investment. So I ask them, hey, are you comfortable with the state deciding what happens to you or your most important possessions? Or have you specified who will take care of your children when life happens to you? Or do you want your children to control their inheritance when they turn 18? Or did you know when your children turn 18, you no longer have access to medical records or influence over their medical decisions unless your children's name you in their proper medical authorizations? Or have you determined who will make healthcare decisions for you when you can't? or have you completed a HIPAA authorization? So select members of your family will have access to your medical information. Have you communicated your intentions about life support? Have you determined who will make your financial decisions when you can, which is very important, right? So these are the questions I usually or normally like ask my investors, Pam.
Wonderful, Sanjoy. So Pam, what Sanjoy is saying is that there are two dimensions to cover up. One obviously is the most simple dimension of who takes care of your kids if they're minor when life happens. The second important dimension is who decides about decisions related to your health if something happens to you and you are not able to make those end-of-life decisions. Now, in the absence of you assigning your kids or somebody else, the doctors and the state decide. So if you are on a ventilator and nobody can decide what to do, your wishes are only decided by them. But otherwise, there could be a decision by the right set of family members and friends who can say, you know, these were the wishes of this person and they could take care of it. And the third dimension is, now, who takes care of your finances? How do you look at that dimension, that who will distribute the money as per your will that you had put together, and who will ensure that nothing wrong happens with your money and done it? So that's called a financial power of attorney. To sum it up, you need a healthcare power of attorney. You need to assign a financial power of attorney to your entire process of having a will.
Got it. So if I have a will and trust, which we do, but it's super old, like there's stuff in there that we don't even have, and now my children are grown children. So I really need to update that, correct? Because it's going to be totally different now because they're adults. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, ma'am. So we say is that relook at your will and the way you have shaped up your trust in terms of the trustees every 5 years at least. Who knows that the people that you had assigned guardians are no longer there? Or as somebody, as a pun, I don't have the trust in the trustees anymore. What do I do now? So these are the questions that come to us. So the way we have seen is that there are many life events that happen, and that warranties a special relook of your will and a trust and changes to those. So Sanjoy, do you want to talk a little about what are those life-changing events that represents an opportunity for you to relook at what you have done maybe long back or recently, and you want to make those changes?
Yeah, sure, Raj. Thank you. Yeah, there are many events that could trigger you to relook at your will and trust and to make some amendments or some changes. I can give you some examples. Like, let's say, like change in marital status or buying or selling a real estate, or birth of or adopting a child, relocation to a new state maybe, or change in employment, or change in financial status, or let's say starting or selling a business, or birth of a grandchild, or individual or family illness, retirement, losing a loved one, home or assisted living care. All these events could actually, make you rethink or make some amendments to your existing will and trust.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would like to add one little thing is I have found many of my investors who have the trust, but who hasn't put the assets inside the trust. That's another thing people need to think of.
That's important too. And you know, on your other list, which is really important, is the one about the adult children giving that authorization for Medicare or for medical, right? Because that's important too. Because if my kids were in the hospital, I'd be wanting to talk to the doctor and see what's going on. But if we don't have anything in place, that doesn't give me the right, even as a parent.
Yes. Yep.
So that's also a smart thing to do as well. There's lots of things to learn here.
Lots of things to learn here. Mm-hmm. And very simply put it, Pam, I mean, what Sanjoy mentioned about long list of situations where you need to relook. One important dimension we missed that if you don't mention, now you could have a will and say, you know what, pass on, say if you have two kids, divide the assets equally amongst the two. So each of them gets 50% of whatever you have. But the question is, when should they have that? So are they wise enough at the age of 18 that they get everything and they could splurge their entire inheritance? So you could have the trustees ensure that, say, half of the money they get at 21 and the rest of the half at 25, or you could decide this configuration by yourself. It becomes a very important part for us to look at that part, which is also covered as part of the trust. So these dimensions are key.
Got it. Good stuff to keep in mind, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it is.
Oof, that's a lot. Yes. So, so is that what you do with your clients, Sanjoy?
Yes.
You go over this because when they're working with you, you're big commercial apartment buildings, like they're investors.
Yes.
So they need to take care of.
Of course.
Right.
Right. Right.
Other assets.
So when they invest, as I mentioned, like I also at the same time, I try to talk to them because these are some stuff. I mean, these are like, no one actually will come to you and tell to you, right? I mean, and you don't get any commercial or promotion on the TV or internet. So someone need to sit with you and someone need to explain why you need that. So I have no benefit out of it, but I just want to educate. I just want to make sure that my investors, they have their assets protected.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great. That's a great service to provide because, no one does ever explain it to us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And one thing, Pam, that Sanjoy mentioned a little while back, I just want to harp on it a little. If you create a bank account and you don't put any money into the bank account, it's practically empty for you to take anything out from it. The same thing is with the trust. You could have created a trust, have it valid, notarized in presence of witnesses, but until you fund the trust with the assets, the trust does not mean anything. So the key here, that's what Sanjoy was saying, is that your asset, if you already have a house, ensure that the title of that house moves out from your individual ownership and becomes the ownership of the trust. Mm-hmm. Now the trust is funded with your house. So that means now the trust is protecting the entire asset that you have, which is called your house, and all your future assets. Once it is done, then the next time you buy another investment, just ensure that the owner of that investment is the trust and not you as an individual.
Not a personal.
Mm-hmm. It has saved it. Similar things you could do is with your bank account. Now, though you have decided a beneficiary there, the beneficiary will override whatever you do it in the trust from those accounts, but you could make the trust as the beneficiary of your bank account. You could make the trust as the beneficiary of your 401k, Roth IRA, the retirement planning engines. You could make trust as the beneficiary of your brokerage accounts, and you could make the trust as the beneficiary of your insurance policies. So the way we say is that you can give trust the protection, through trust the protection that one needs for all their assets and everything. And what's the biggest asset everyone has?
Their life. I don't know.
Their life's the biggest asset, absolutely. A lot of the people come and say their home, their real estate, but it's actually their kids. So ensure that when you have done the estate planning properly through this process, through the both will and the trust, you have taken the risk out of your planning. And that's an important part of your planning. How does money flow to your loved ones after you? And that's one thing, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question on that too. You had mentioned again earlier on that anyone 18 and older should have a will and trust. So what would an 18-year-old do? Like if they don't have a house, maybe a car, but what would they put in their will and trust if they start off that early?
Great question. Everybody asks me those questions. The question is, the 18-year-old inherited something from their parents who are no longer there. Oh. What if life happens to them? Then what happens?
Got it. So they have to have assets.
They have to have the assets. And you mentioned the HIPAA compliance, that they need to authorize somebody within their circle of trust to be able to know what's happening to their life and things taken care. Those two are important.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Well, that was very, very educational from both of you. And always always learning something new, right, as we have these conversations. But we are getting to the end of our show again, Raj. It goes so quickly, right?
It does.
So we want to thank everyone for listening to Mark the Spark with Pamela and Raj. Thank you, Sanjoy, for joining us. That was very, again, educational, and I love those questions. Sure. So, Raj, can you let our listeners know how to get a hold of you, and if they want these questions and all these answers, how to
Yes, just call me at 858-371-1005. I repeat, 858-371-1005, or set us an appointment with us at wealthbeing.us, and we say, your wealth being on us.
Great. Perfect. Well, join us next week here, 10:30 a.m. on KCBQ AM 1120 or 96.1 FM, and have a wonderful weekend.